Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You've heard the company DeckTech, and I've talked to you a lot about this company that comes in and will pressure wash and clean and revitalize your deck, your porch, whatever it is. I have known these people for a very long time. I have used them personally on properties that I own, and they do a terrific job. Joining me on the phone line right now is George Argyris, who is the owner of DeckTech. George, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou, and thank you for having me on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Before we get into, I really want to talk to you about the new service that you guys have launched, but can you give the listeners a little history lesson about DeckTech and the, you know, at the core, what it is your company does?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. First of all, DeckTech has been around for about 27 years. We've been in business. Our main focus at the time was to wash and seal decks. We've restored over 50,000 decks. Since then, we've branched out to do log homes, cedar siding homes, cedar fences, and back porches, front porches in the city has really been a big instrumental boom for us. It seems like it's been growing and growing and growing. There's more and more people that are having back porches built in the city, rooftop decks in the city, garage tops decks. So it's been a unique little niche in its own little way that it just seems like it keeps getting more and more and more. I've never seen that. We didn't see that coming,
right?
15, 20 years ago.
Right. And of course, you know, keeping these things cleaned and stained is just going to prolong the life as well as make it look so much nicer.
It does. You know, a lot of times you hear maintenance free, and it is to a certain degree. I know womanized wood is supposed to be maintenance free, but if you don't seal it, it probably over time you'll start to see 1 to 2, 3 years later, you'll start to see little cracks in the wood developing.
Right.
Whether it's where the screw was put in or just little check cracks. Now, your only defense mechanism as a homeowner is to seal it. And this is where it gets tricky. If they seal it with a penetrating sealant, which we use, it's like putting lotion on your hands. It goes in the wood. It helps maintain the wood, slow down the aging process.
Mm.
A lot of times what happens with homeowners is they go into a Home Depot or Menards, and they get a solid stain thrown at them. Solid stains look phenomenal. They look great. The only problem is they adhere to the top of the wood.
Right.
So eventually that's going to fail, and when it fails, you have to strip it off with chemicals, and you're really not going to get it all off. Also, it's not going into the wood to help maintain that wood from cupping and cracking. So you're also not protecting the wood like you think you are, and you're keeping that moisture in there, so you're actually damaging the wood. They really don't tell you that in a paint store.
Right.
They just tell you, get this, you want aqua green, you get aqua green, you're happy. But down the road, you're going to have to pay the piper on that. And
yeah,
that's a challenging fact, because we don't offer 100 different colors. We have set colors, but those set colors will prolong the life of your deck, your fence, your rooftop deck. I've seen decks. It's funny that we were talking about this. We had a customer that has a deck that's about 25 years old, and I would love to share those pictures with you. We've been sealing the deck every 3 to 4 years. The thing looks like it's about 10 years old. It looks just great. I mean, it really doesn't have a lot of cracking. Yes, he lives in a shaded environment, so that helps a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the deck has been preserved, and it's really held up quite nicely.
Hey, on a personal note, I've owned a rental property on the north side for over 25 years. I built the back porch on this deck, and you guys have maintained it for me over the years, and it does get a lot of sun. I just met up with a guy who used to work for me 30 years ago who helped me build this porch, and literally just last week we were talking about it. He goes, man, this porch looks really good. Now it needs a little, you know, I've replaced some boards here or there, but overall I attribute the regular maintenance that we do on that back porch to the longevity. And, you know, you've got to certainly, in a porch situation, pay attention to it and tighten it up and make sure everything's right and tight. But that preservative, that oil-based sealer that goes into the wood, you and I are on the same page. It's just the best way to go.
It really is, and it really is. And I'll tell you, it's more important for womanized than it is for cedar. Because womanized has got that persona out there that, okay, you don't have to do nothing to it. And then you look at a five-year-old womanized deck or back porch that has had nothing to it, and the boards are cupping, the 6x6s are like twisted a little bit, yeah. And they're developing those check cracks that are almost ungodly big, and people are like, we spent $40,000 on this, and it looks like this. What do
right.
we need to do?
Right.
So it's a little bit of a gut check for the homeowner, but once we get them on a pattern and we get them on a cycle, those units will last them at least 30, 40 years yeah. once they just get on that program.
So here you are, you're doing this business, you're cleaning and you're sealing all these decks, and inevitably people come to you and say, all right, well, George, this is great, but I need this deck built or do whatever. And you and I were talking the fact that, for the most part, you were sort of subbing that out to other people, and it was actually causing problems for you. And lo and behold, you now launch your own carpentry service under the Deck Tech name. Tell me a little bit about that.
Correct. You know, for the longest amount of time, we would come to homeowners' houses to give them an estimate and do their projects, and it would always be one or two boards. A lot of homeowners would be like, can you replace this top at all? The bench was unsightly. And it was always a sore spot for us as a company, because we would have to call up a handyman, a carpenter, and say, hey, please go service this customer. They didn't get to them. They didn't like what they did. And then we were always like, oh, now we got to deal with this. So, yes, we've actually gone the path of hiring our own carpenters and self-performing the work. And it's been such an awesome response. You know, a lot of times as a homeowner, you get one or two boards. You just can't get somebody out there to
right.
do anything these days. Nevertheless, replace one or two boards. For us, we have them in-house. We're able to go ahead and replace them. And the neat thing from our standpoint is, if the deck is 15 years old, we have boards that are aging outside. So we'll replace it with an old board. If it's a new deck, we'll replace it with a new deck. So we're able to do what we need to make it right for the customer as soon as possible, so it's not an eyesore or a checkerboard effect. But going forward from that, we're also able to do a brand new construction if it needs it, tear down a deck if it needs it, or go the route of putting a Trex deck, which we've been doing quite a bit. With the lumber prices being so high, it's almost comparable to building a Trex deck, and a
right.
lot of people I've seen have gone to the Trex deck look. And they look great. I think it's an awesome product, but there is a little bit of maintenance that comes with it, and we try to educate all our customers on the pros and the cons with anything that they buy, and that's the key for us. If they're educated and they understand what they're getting, ultimately they'll be happy, and we'll be happy as a company.
Right, right. I mean, talking about like Trex or any of those synthetic decks, the real thing is cleaning them is very important, because they can become very slippery, right?
Yes, they tend, even though we don't really live in a high mold or high moisture area, I'm sure everybody's seen it. You walk out on a deck and there's like a green film that's growing out
right.
there. That is really slippery. And if you have older parents, or if the couple is an older couple, you know, all it takes is just to go out there when it's a little morning dew, and it's like a sheet of ice, and you
right.
don't realize that.
Right.
And then the other thing is, you have a lot of people that we've turned down on Trex because they use the deck as an exit point. Well, if you're throwing salt out there, you're going to ruin it within a year.
Right.
So there's little areas where you just have to look out for the homeowner as to what they want versus what they should get.
Well, I think that what's unique about your perspective and the people that you have working for you is you've been doing this a very long time, and so you have seen decks and porches and rooftop decks that, you know, what has happened over the years, and probably have a good read of like what works and what doesn't work. And exactly what you mentioned about educating the homeowners about making the right choices is something that they can count on you folks from Deck Tech.
Absolutely. We've been here for 27 years, and we'll be here another 27 years.
George Argyris is the owner of Deck Tech. How do they get a hold of you, George, if they want to have a deck washed and restained or want to talk about some carpentry work when it comes to building a deck?
They should call our 800 number, 1-800-956-3325, or they can just go online, decktechinc.com, our website, and just fill out a request for a free estimate.
That's awesome.
And then they'll get a call back.
That's awesome. Congratulations on 27 years. I wish you another 27 years, and I'm excited about the new venture for you. I only want it to be successful for you.
Thank you very much for having us.
You got it.
Thank you.